morning, I'm Kristen Fard with your Sky Sports Radio News. Sydney's tent city in Martin Place remains pegged down as there's uncertainty around an alternative safe space for the homeless to move to. Woolworths customers around the country may want to double check their bank statements after the supermarket giant confirmed payment errors were causing shoppers to be charged twice for old purchases. Rideshare company Uber have submitted a proposal to the government to subsidise journeys from train stations to home. With station car parks bursting at the seams, Uber thinks the proposal will help encourage people to catch public transport. An investigation is underway this morning after a father and son were found with multiple stab wounds outside a house in Karama. The pair were treated at the scene before being taken to Westmead Hospital, where they are in a serious but stable condition. Police are looking into the circumstances surrounding a robbery at a car park at Minto yesterday. A 36-year-old man was attacked by a group of men who assaulted him and stole his wallet. To sport now, and Rodney Eade will not have his contract renewed at the Gold Coast Suns. He has left the club and will not coach out the remainder of the season. It's been revealed the New South Wales Blues strip will be worth $4 million from next season after Beer Giant Tui's replaced VB as a sponsor. The Sydney Roosters' top four ambitions have hit a hurdle after news that Daniel Tupou could be out for the remainder of the season. Scans show the winger suffered a groin tear and will be unavailable for up to 6 weeks. Broncos' Adam Blair said he doesn't want to leave the club but may not have a choice because of the salary cap squeeze. Despite being contracted until the end of next season, Brisbane have confirmed Blair has been given permission to consider other offers from clubs. Champion mare Winx has won her first trial when she went around at Randwick this morning. She's just 12 days out from a start in the Group 2 Warwick Stakes. Nick Kyrgios has tasted victory for the first time since May after beating Victor Troisky at the Rogers Cup in Montreal. Cricket sponsorship freeze is over. Financial group Magellan has signed a lucrative 3-year deal to be the new naming rights sponsor of the Australian Home Test Series. Sydney FC are set to land another star signing, with Polish winger Adrian Mrozowski expected to sign a 3-year deal by the end of the week. Aussie Lauren Wells was eliminated in the opening round of the women's 400-metre hurdles at the World Athletics Championships in London. And tributes continue to flow for Betty Cuthbert. Australian athletes will wear black armbands to honour the four-time Olympic gold medalist for the remainder of the World Athletics Championships. Strong winds again in Sydney today, but it is sunny with a top of 19 degrees. This is your Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Pay by card for small transactions like your coffee, then you should look for shops with the orange $0 minimum signs. These are the shops that let you pay your way. Now, Waterloo, Botany Road at Wellington, we've got a bus breakdown southbound lane 1. Greenacre, the Hugh at Branco, we've got a truck breakdown down westbound in lane 2. Now, Centenary Drive at Arthur, very heavy traffic down towards the Sydney Olympic Park area if you're heading north there. Now, seeing someone injured and missed out on compensation leaves Gerard Maloof and partners outraged. Get what you deserve, no win, no fee. Visit gmp.net.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Get your entries in now for the Inglis Melbourne August Thoroughbred Sale. It's the ideal time to sell your racing and breeding prospects before the spring. August 25 at Oaklands Junction. Supplementary entries close August 18. Visit inglis.com.au.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports, lads.
Spot on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5:30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5:30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on. Eat sport for brekkie.
And they're off and racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And at 9:09, good morning everyone. We've got a great day of racing today at Sky, and let's find out what the weather and track are like. The man to tell us, that's the CEO, Heath Courtney. Morning, Heath.
Good morning, how are you, mate?
Oh, I'm good. What sort of a day have you got in Scone?
Gorgeous winter's day here today, mate. Yeah, breeze is staying away. Track's in superb condition, mate, so looking forward to a good day.
Fantastic. What have you officially rated as, Heath?
It's a soft 5 this morning, mate, but we're expecting an upgrade pretty well straight away. We just had a bit of a frost this morning, which keeps a bit of moisture in the ground there early, so when we had to make a call, I had to err on the side of caution, mate.
All right, so a soft 5 at this stage, the chance of an upgrade. Now, the rail, where's that, Heath?
Mate, we're out from the 800 there after a bit of winter racing, so we're out 5 from the 800 through to the winning post.
Yep.
And 3 to remainder, mate.
Right, so just looking after the track a bit on the inside.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Yeah, it's a big wide track. Yeah, it doesn't seem to make too much of a difference here when the rail's out. So, yeah, looking forward to a good day.
Terrific. Good on you, Heath. Have a top one.
Appreciate it. You too. Thank you.
Heath Courtney there, the CEO at Scone. Gary Harley is there. He'll know all about it as well. Find the winners for us. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. I'm already here. Lovely day. Bit of breeze. So that, I don't think there's as much here as there was down the lower Hunter this morning. But anyway, we'll see what happens. It's been a very windy week in the Hunter Valley. There's been blue skies every day. You've got the report of Heath. Gee, this is a good meet. Chris Lees, I think I've tipped 3 of Chris's. He's got about half a dozen runners here today. But apart from Chris, it's a very, very strong country meeting, mate.
He's just got such a strong team at the moment, isn't he, Chris?
Oh, it's amazing. The last, 12, 14 months, I mean, ever since he took over from his dad, Max, when he passed away in 2003, so it's been 14-odd years now. He's just gradually, built up and up and up. He's now trained 14 Group 1 winners. His dad is the only Newcastle trainer to have trained more. He trained 20, Max, and I think 5 or 6 of them are Luskin Star. Chris has trained 14 already, and he's got really good, Group 1 horses like the two that Quinella the Missile at the weekend, and Clearly Innocent, and Sense of Occasion, and other horses coming on. He's hit the ground running already. We're only up to the 8th day of this season. The way things, it's hard to project what's going to happen over a 12-month period, but, I'd be very surprised if he has no breakdowns on that, but he don't get go just as good in this season.
One of the best in his stable, it's not a horse, it's young Louise Day, is on the favourite in the first. She goes very well for 3 kilo girl.
Yeah, lovely kid. Irish girl.
Yeah,
she's just back, mate. She's had 3 weeks holiday in Ireland.
Yeah.
I think she only came back at the weekend and she's got the one ride today. I've made it my best bet, race 1, number 1.
Well, I'll just go through the market order there. First of all, Gaz, full field. Now, 1 Brood War, 280. 2 Miss Bunny Hop, 330. 3 My Maggie, 460. 4 Alakai, $5. And then 5 Venus Amoris at 10. 6 What a Party, 19.
Look, I made him the best bet. I made her the best bet. And I'd imagine they're going to ride her the day they did at Musselbrook. Now, this mare, Brood War, come from Chris Waller, where she won a race very impressively at Gosford back in May. That was her only win. She's owned by Debbie Capitis, of course, who would be at the trials this morning to see her beloved Winx go around. But this horse come to Chris, and it had raced only 5 weeks before to Chris Waller when Chris put it down at Musselbrook on July 4. Now, she's got a tendency, when there's not a lot of speed on, she'll pull hard. And Chris, last run for Waller was in a 1400. She had a couple of 1400s. And she goes too, she can go too fierce. And the last run at Hawkesbury, she set a cracking pace up front. They couldn't hold her. So when she got the Musselbrook, Chris dropped her back to a 1,000-metre race. Good speed on. And Louise rode her back midfield, a bit worse than midfield off the pace. And then got her into the clear at the 150, and she just crunched them in the run home. Now, since that, Louise has been in Ireland, and Brock Ryan rode her at Gosford the other day, and she pulled hard. We raced too keen early and in the middle stages of an 1,100-metre race. So today, six runners and speed in the race. Now that'll suit her ideally. The big track will suit her. She'll get back towards the rear, midfield or towards the rear of the small field, and the long straight, ideal. Three off the Louise, she'll carry 56.5. I made her the best bet. Miss Bunny Hop, I can see why it's been very well backed. It went up $4. She's got a lot of speed. The long straight might test her. She's not over strong at times. But the distance is ideal. The 900, and she runs second first up, although well beaten here by Azzy's Ready, who went to Cessnock and won again. My Maggie's unbeaten in two starts on this track. Hasn't raced for 3 months, no trial. It goes pretty good. And number six, the outsider, what a party, get a lot of speed. Won't surprise me if it don't lead. Numbers 1, 2, 3, 6 won the best.
Rightio, 2 Fox Down, 3 Cabello, and a break, Grasslands, 9 Swears Island come out of the next event, race 2. 13 Waimea Bay, another of the Chris Lees runners, 290. 1 Floki is 310. 5 Your PC 420. 6 Bellerbrook 650. Number 11 Brides Brook is 11. 14 Zanjan is 13. Number 4 Sassagene's 26. 7 Bunallen 41. 10 Arundel 51. Along with 12 Little Red Mondo 51.
I'm with Chris Lees again with a favourite, number 13 Waimea Bay. She's owned by James Bester. He's one of the owners. All Too Hard fillies having a first start. He just turned 3. I really liked the trial the other day at Newcastle. She got beat just over half a length in that trial. There's only 7 runners. She was back 4th or 5th early. But gee, she worked home nicely under no pressure from Luke Cumberland. Hit the line really good and just got beat in the trial. She looks like she's been set for a first-up win. And the way she went in the trial, I think the long straight will suit her. 13 on top. Number 1, Flocky's got a good chance. There's been good money for this. Benin Smith's got it. He won the Bengala Cup at Musselbrook with Antidote on Sunday. This horse hasn't had a race start. On second in a recent Newcastle trial. It's part owned by Arthur and Harry Mitchell at Yarraman Park with the Hughes family. And Josh Adams trial, that he's riding again today. It was last early in a field of 6 in the trial at Newcastle. Then he pushed it up along the rail at the top of the straight, got into the clear. Gee, it ran on good. Can't vouch for the quality of the opposition, but the trial was very good. I'll be surprised if it don't run well. Hugh Pessy, one of Rod Northam's, he scratched it at Musselbrook Sunday. The 5-year-old mare only had 1 start back in September when it ran second at Tamworth. 4 wide, no cover in a 1,000-metre race. Even wider on the home turn. Had a really tough run, but hit the line good. Won't surprise me if it runs well. And number 11, Righty's Brook for Les Tilley and RT. Could run a first 4 here. 13, 1, 5 and 11.
Right, 08, Naya. 16, Fanny Cheval. Number 17, You'll Do. And 18, Laplac come out of the next, the third. 11, Greater Good, another one of Chris Lees's, 320. Number 12, Miss Kaima at 5. 9, Win the Lottery, 9. 1, General Arty is 10, along with 14, Sure Shot Shisa. Now, at $11, number 2, Itzka. Also, 10, Got a Run. 12, Bride and Mays, $12. Sorry, 7, Bride and Mays, $12. 5, Whiskey Throttle, 19. 6, Artella, 23. 3, Latin Knight, 26, with 13, Red Braids. 4, Rabbitude, 34. And 15, Undertaker, 81.
I'm tipping one at 10 to 1 here. The Hawkesbury Galloper, number 2 at Tasker. He's trained by Scott Singleton. Now, Christian Reese going to ride him. 2 starts back at Hawkesbury. He was a certainty beaten. Now, I know that's way back in February, but he should have won the race for sure. He got held up badly in the straight. When the split came, it was too late. He flew to the line, got beat ahead. Now, he's before a spell, he had a run in early March. And he run second, but he got beat a long way, but the winner went enormous. A Guri horse called High Impulse, who donkey licked this field without any problem. Now, no trial, first up for 5 or 6 months. I'll be very surprised if he don't sprint very, very well on what I saw that day at Hawkesbury. So at 10 to 1, thought he was good each way value with Christian Reith aboard. Number 11, the Chris Lees China Horse Club filly, Greater Good. people will say, why aren't you tipping? And they said, I think I beat two lengths in the gym crate, which is true. Mm-hmm. That was back in October. Now, at that stage, it was trained by John Thompson. This is her first run for Chris. Chris has got half a dozen or so of these China Horse Club horses. He's put two of them down, and they're both won. Brassland's won at Musselbrook, and Sasso Caboro won at Newcastle after two close city placings. So the association's growing. Look, since that gym crack, she's had two runs, and she got beat 10 lengths and 8 lengths at Randwick and Rose Hill. Went to the paddock. Her most recent trial was okay. There was no pressure on her when she ran third in the trial at Newcastle. But I just thought at the 10-1, I wanted to have something each way number two. But she's a huge danger, number 11. Now, Chris's other one in it has been heavily backed. It's just about halved its price, I'm told, by Quinny last night. I was watching him on 4-9 from the tab. Miss Kyima's a name. First starter, third all the way in a recent trial, went home very, very good. All three of them went across the line nearly together in the trial. None of them were under pressure. Barrier one, Denman Philly, don't be surprised that she don't show up. Number one, General Hardy, well, he had every chance here the other day. If he returns, you know, to his best form, he could run a top three or four here. 2, 11, 12, and 1.
All right, race four, and here we take out two, Rosanna Amalfi and number four, Alakai. Seven Stars, Zoo, $4.80. Five General Harmonies, $5, along with eight Taking Liberties. 10 Feature at $8. Three Surveys Legacy, $8.50. Nine's Roya, $9. One a Sergi, 11. Six Newcastle Dancer, 12. 12 Willard Bell, 15. 11 Our Tax Return, 18. 13 Armageddon on at 34. And 14 Topley's Pride, 101.
I think the Mudgee horse has got a chance for Gona Williams, number 8, Taking Liberty. Alan Chow, did he win the Forbes Cup yesterday?
I think he did. He had a good day yesterday, Al.
Yeah, well, he's riding. Got barrier 1. He rode it last start here when it got beat less than a length by All Stand. Now, mate, Todd Allen has got a very good opinion of All Stand.
Goes well.
And I think he was going to head to the highway with it in town. And it beat this about a length the other day. This horse really hit the line good. Prior to that, good placings at Gunnedah and Dubbo. Barrier 1 should get a lovely run. I think it'll run well, number 8, at a bit of odds. Number 5, General Harmony. Look, first up at Crendi's run was an absolute bottler off a very good trial win at Scone. Then he went to Scone here the other day. He did everything wrong. He hung out, very hard to ride for Leanne Henry. He proved very difficult for the young lady at that day. And today, he's drawn awkward. Josh Adams are riding today. Third up, don't be surprised if he don't run a race. Number 3, Surveys Legacy. Well, looks a leader. Got a ton of speed, the mare. The long straight might test her out, but she'll be in front in the straight. I'm sure about that. And number 9 is best of the others for me, Sean. It's Roya. This is a mare that runs the best races at Scone. Even she ran 40 the other day first up. But she's won 3 races, 2 of them here. And when they produce a late in races like this, when she's at a top, she's very hard to beat. She's a good value too. That's a very wide open race. 8, 5, 3, and 9.
Now we put out 3 Bombito, 9 Sweatball, 11 Lucky Starlet, and 13 Augusta in April from race 5. 6 Closier, 270, 4 Kalkenny, 460, 2 Base Camp, 550 with 12 Unbridled Power, 8 Sugar Dance, 7, number 1 Anticipate, 10, 14 Heidi Story, 17, 5 Megalopolis is 26, 7 Sports Star Samuel, 31, and 10 Enthusiasm is 101.
Sean, if he produces his best, he's far too good for these number 6 plays here. Just let me tell you about him. 3 runs back at Newcastle, he gave Stain, who's won, I think, 2 since in town, including a Saturday. He gave Stain 5 or 6 lengths on the home turn and ran it to just over half a length at Newcastle in a 13.50 back on June 22. Then he came back here. I thought he was a certainty, and he was very disappointing at Newcastle. Robert put him in the gun run, 1 out, 1 back, pulled into the outside, and they straightened. And he got beat about 1 3/4 lengths. Then he went to Canterbury. Timmy Clark rode him the other day. He raced up close and did nothing at all. He weakened bad and got beat 4.5 lengths. Now, David Atkins, who's always had a huge opinion of this horse, has put the blinkers on him today, first time. Now, he has had a tendency to get up on the bit and pull. So I hope he don't do that with the blinkers over a mile. First run over a mile today. Yeah, that was 1550 at Canterbury. That was the longest he'd been. So a mile today. He's bred to run 10 furlongs. No doubt about that. But you just want him to race tractably. He's got a bad alley. Robert, I'd imagine, is going to take him back with a long straight. The reason, you know, to come here with him and give him time to wind up. But, Sean, you know yourself, if he does what he did behind Stone that day, he'd be too good for these horses. Just taking on a little bit of trust. Today, we'll see. Today will determine how good he is. Look, number 12 is very close to a win, this horse of Chris Lee's Unbridled Power. It's a very good odds. They walked the other day at Wyong and give it no chance at all. It wants a bit of tempo. Prior to that at Gosford, got me to length of 3/4, the Pandaya, who goes good, the Greg Hickman, and not beaten far at Gosford prior to that. Long straight will suit. It's wanted a mile, I reckon, for a while. It's a big player. Number 4, Kay Lenny. This horse was very impressive winning at Newcastle 2 runs back. Then he ran 4th the other day coming from last on the Beaumont track behind Mon Bellamy. The run was, has merit. He's a chance for Andrew McDonald and Greg Ryan. Number 1 anticipate for Jason Deemer. Thought it went okay. First up here at Scone when it got me 3 lengths. Boy, Don't Doubt Her. And McFly Lass, who ran 2nd on the highway on Saturday. That was a good race. 6, 12, 4, and 1 for me.
Righto, race 6, we pull out 1 our SCB, 4 Lunar Spin and 10 Massation. Now 2 Miami Dade, 260, 9, yes there is, 460. 3 Celtic Tiger, 550, 6 Mystical, 7, 5 High Dreamer, 10 along with 8 Crossing Guard. 7 Lucky Amaku gets $11 pop, 12 Cash Dispatch, 23, 11 Bonus Spin, 34.
Well, Brad Widup makes a rare appearance at Scone. Now the Hawkesbury trainer, former foreman for Godolphin. Look, he had 2 in the race. The other one went up favourite, but he scratched it, Lunar Spin. He's relying on the Miami Dade. Now, I think they were both in either Forbes yesterday or a meeting in the last couple of days, Sean. Both in the same race there, too. So he's got something else picked out for Lunar Spin later in the week. So he's relying on Miami Dade. It's the old story. You place your horse where you think you can win it, no matter how far you got to travel. And this horse just isn't quite up to city class. He got beat 4.5 the other day at Canterbury, beyond Special Missile. I will say he was wide with no cover early before he got in a little bit. Prior to that, he ran last at Warwick Farm to Petrosky. I mean, they're grades and grades above what he's meeting today. This is his type of race. Christian Reith, the rider. I've got him on top, Miami Dade. Number 8 is my second pick, Crossing Guard. It's a wet tracker, or he loves a wet track. 4 of his 5 wins have been on wet tracks. What is this today? A soft 5, Sean, isn't it?
Yeah, soft 5, but they're anticipating it could be upgrade later on.
Yeah. Well, that sort of worries me a bit with Crossing Guard, but like he's a strong 2,000-metre rule. But the thing is, the big straight will suit him, without doubt. Celtic Tiger for Dean Jackson, former Victorian. Went all right on the Bowman track the other day, not without a chance. And number 6... Miss Tickles. Well, she's a wet tracker, heavy tracker. And the only thing is she's never won a race on a good track in 23 starts, but she's won 6 races on wet tracks. If the track remained a soft 5, there was plenty of give in it, she could run a top 4, but I can't see her winning the race over the mile. 2, 8, 3, and 6.
Final event, the 7th. We pull out number 12, Armageddon on it. Now the favourite, another one of the Chris Lee's camp. 1 Bold Chance at 370. 5 Don't Doubt Her, 380. Number 3, El Cabana, $5. 9 Western Saga, 7. 8 Torrio's Delight, an $8 pop. 7 Jackknife, 12. 6 Bold Street Cat, 15. 2 Fireman Sam I Am is 17. 4 Northern Conqueror, 19. 10 Below the Belt is 41, along with 11 Last Deal. And 13 Mal Descent, $101.
Well, this is Chris's 4th favourite for the day in 7 races. He is absolutely flying, this horse. He was with Anne-Marie Rutley, and I think Anne-Marie and Bob may have bred the horse. It's by Briambo's Gift, a horse that Anne-Marie trained, New Zealand bred horse. He's two runs at Taree for Chris. He's won them both. He bolted in first up in the maiden. And then his last run, he beat a horse called the Angelo. Now, the Angelo, I know he don't win too often, but he has got very good provincial form. And he won, landed a huge plunge the other day. I think it was when he won at Cessnock, the Angelo. But he come at this horse, and I thought he was going to beat him for sure at 100. But this bloke, he had too much guts going to the line. He pulled out plenty, and he outplugged the Angelo to win. If he's fitter now, third run back, he's got 59. He had 59.5 up there in a, well, was it a weaker field? Yes, it was. A weaker field at Taree than this, but I still think he can win. I think Al Cabano for Cavill run a big race here. It's got no first up form at all. It's had four runs first up, never run a hole, but it's only had 38 days off. This is a horse that run third, just beaten at Randwick in a highway behind Cogliere, and maybe should have won the race. The saddle shifted badly soon after the start, and Glenn Schofield was at a huge disadvantage. And these last runners in a Rose Hill highway got beat 2.5 to It's a Fait Accompli. Barrier 1, Chad Lever. If it's ready today, which it's only had 30 days off, 8 days off, I'm sure he will be. He's a big player. Don't doubt it, loves this track here. The Giddle, look, I never blew up to myself so much as the other day at Tamworth when she got beat $1.75. We had Rod Northam on Sky before the race, and Rod said, I'm very worried. She don't like wet tracks. This track is wet, and she gets back, which isn't suited on this track today, you know. And after all that, Sean, I tipped it. Could you believe that?
Well, what are we going to do with you? What are we going to do with you?
Terrible. You watch her improve today back on the home track, and particularly if the track goes to a good four. She loves it here. She's won two for 2 seconds here, and her two runs before Tamworth were terrific. Number eight. This is a good race. Don't worry about that. Torrio's Delight for Jan Bowen. Went good the other day at Dubbo. Went good here at Scone prior to that. 1, 3, 5, and 8, mate.
And Rod's probably sitting up there on the hill at the stables having a cup of laughing his head off at you at the moment.
Yeah, he'd be about 100 yards where I am. That's where his stable is from where I'm sitting now.
I know. What's your best today?
Oh, mate, I think we'll stick with the Irish when Irish eyes are smiling.
Louise.
Front number one for Louise Day.
All right.
Food War.
And we'll hear you sing it in the Mounting Yard afterwards.
Yeah, I don't think I'll put people to that. That won't be happening, but...
Have mice jumping on traps, I think, if you did that, wouldn't you? Right.
You cut it out. In my younger days, I would have been dancing on the table.
Yeah, a reinforced one.
Like you were doing a Coffs Harbour last week.
Nah, behave there. I was a good boy.
Wait, yeah, that's not what I'm told.
Maybe they tell the truth. All right.
How's the jungle juice going?
I haven't opened it yet. Still there, under lock and key.
You better come here for the cup in the middle of October.
Bad. All right, I'll talk to you through the day and get the late mail from you, Gary.
Yeah, mate, and I'll be back on the preview for Tamworth on Friday.
Good on you, mate. Talk to you later on. Get the late mail.
Yeah.
Gary Harley there. It's going today, 28 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update news and sport now with Kristen.
Thanks, Cozzy. Making headlines in sport, Rodney Eade will not have his contract renewed.